USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A riot outside a Portland Police Department station house injured officers, damaged patrol cars, and led to at least 9 arrests. Smoke filled the air outside the North Portland precinct as protesters clashed with cops seeking to clear out the area, a scene reminiscent of others that have taken place over the last 80 days in the city. Police say that over 3 hours, individuals in a crowd of 150-plus people pelted police vehicles with softball-sized rocks, glass bottles, golf balls, ball bearings, metal railroad spikes, and plastic eggs filled with paint. Also in Portland, protesters clashed with federal agents outside the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement building. People in that group of over 100 spray-painted the building with graffiti, hurled more rocks and bottles at the agents, and shined laser lights into their eyes. This is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.